calls us to a way of life that the only way we can gain life is by losing life. The only way you can get to abundant life is lose the dead life that you have. And the way that happens is how he models, he goes to a cross. You pick up your cross and you follow him. And this action of death and resurrection is happening inside of you. You're trading off. These dead, dark corners of your life, he starts to clean them out. By the way, he just doesn't clean them out, then abundant life happens. You don't just stop doing this, but then you start doing this. That makes sense. So this way of following Jesus is picking up your cross and following. Let me tell you something. It's easy to quit picking up your cross when the fire is not burning, right? It's easy, well, let's put it this way. It's easy to get lukewarm. Is that right? It's easy to get lazy. It's easy to get busy. It's easy that instead of everything about your life flowing through Jesus, it's easy to prioritize other stuff, right? But when you're first saved for a while, you're all about it, man. You're just so on fire. It's crazy. What about 10 years in? So when Jesus, the proclamation of Jesus at his birth, remember the angels? They called him the good news of what? Great joy. So how long have you been saved? I don't know. Me, I was 17. I'm not going to tell you how old I was. It's been a while, all right? Is Jesus today still the good news of great joy as he was?